Case number 10988, Roy Wilkins, north of Route 5, Indian Mission Road, north of Salt Grass Road, being lot 304 within Stonewater Creek Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Ron Wilkins.
Ron Wilkins, 9142 Old Ocean City Road, Berlin, Maryland. You swear affirm that this testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Fine, sir.
I'm here representing Mr. and Mrs. Gursky, which are here present. I'm also as their builder with Jim Craft Homes. The Gurskys had purchased a lot back in June of 2011, lot 304 at Stonewater Creek. And the reason for our application is we're having some problems fitting a home on this particular lot that they had purchased back at that time. We've been in the community since 2006 and built several homes within the community and have not had a problem whatsoever. The information that I have given you all on sheet 1A and 1B shows the problems that we're having. MRA, which is our surveyor, has gone out there once they came to us to ask us to build their home and found that this drainage ditch, which runs through the community, which is present, actually impacts the lot further within the building restriction line. And it really, how you see on sheet 1A and 1B, that ditch on that angle really comes off that one back corner and really affects what you can fit onto that particular lot. On what the paperwork that I've given you on 1C is what we are proposing. And it's basically being able to fit a home on that lot that basically conforms with the architectural designs and the size of majority of the homes within the community. This is what we're proposing along with our surveyors.
Okay.
the only way that we found to be able to make this thing work is to really kick it off to the left side of this lot and move it forward just a little bit.
Okay.
We actually don't even want to get too close to the top of that ditch, you know, just for bearing purposes of the foundation and what have you. I went and talked to Conservation, met with Jessica Nichols and everybody to see if there was any adjustments whatsoever that could be made to this ditch, and there's absolutely none. So that's the reason of our request for a variance. In answering the questions, does the neatness circumstances or conditions such as this, narrow and shallowing of the lot size or the shape, affect this lot? We said yes. You know, basically what this is doing is it's encroaching that lot. This ditch was already there. They didn't realize it impacted the building envelope as much as it has. Item two, can the property be developed in strict conformance with the zoning ordinance without the variance? That questionnaire I had, no. I didn't quite understand that question.
Is it possible to put a house on the property?
I'm sorry?
Is it possible to develop the property?
It makes it real difficult to be able to put a home on there that actually will keep the value of the community. Everybody has, there's like a certain size, a certain architectural design in this community, and it's a big community. And to be able to put something on that fits within there, with that ditch presently there, and to be able to do a attached garage like everybody has in the community, it makes it really difficult.
It would appear that a ranch-style home would fit physically, but are you suggesting that that's not the style of home that's in the community?
This is a rancher. It's a rancher-style home. The square footage on this home is roughly around 2,600 square feet, so it's not enormously large.
Because you're showing a depth on the house of in excess of 55 feet, in a lot that's relatively wide. I can't really tell. So
this particular home right here is 66, and then 12. So you're at 78 feet, roughly, in depth from very front of the garage to the back.
With a width of 50-some feet. And
It's a large lot in length, in width, but in depth is where our challenge is.
And so why won't a home that's longer and not as deep, or wider and not as deep fit?
Well, what it is, there's everybody's building. There's Gemcraft, Ryan Homes is building in there, and they all got certain model types that the customer gets to choose from. And this particular model that the customers have chosen for us to build on their lot, it lays out nice for them. It's comfortable. It's one of the last home that they're going to have. And, you know, we want to try to uphold the value of the community.
This design is typical of the models. Yes. Okay, that answers my question there.
Do you have models that would fit without within the building restrictions and the...
No, it's not. What it does is it takes some of the homes up to a two-story home, and
that's not what the not
what they're
wants.
What they're where they're at in life. They're looking for a single level home, and again, we wouldn't have the problem if this ditch did not come onto this building restriction line and eat up that back right corner so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell him creative, isn't it?
Also, what percentage of this development is developed?
This is the second phase of the development, and the first phase is fairly built out. There's still a few homes on the first phase. It's like 200 some lots. That back phase is second phase. We have ownership to be able to build like four or five homes. These customer built, purchased their own lot back in that at that time and came to us to build it. The problem is right there in that particular area, this impacts like three lots in that area just because of that ditch. And, you know, for the adjacent neighbors and so forth, we don't want to put like a little small rectangular type rancher that's going to meet just your bare minimum requirements.
Right.
So you're in the second phase of development, but the first phase is not 100% complete either?
Yeah, the first phase has got like, it's like I said, it's like 200 some lots or so. We've been in there for a long time. We built a lot of homes in there and have not had a problem whatsoever in that thing with any type of problems like this here. This is our first experience with this. We just got it, and this will be our first home to build into that second phase.
Okay.
So you'd be having problems with this. I mean, a couple other lots in?
There's two. There's I can show you. I brought a overall site plan of that area.
Right down there, sir.
Right.
And this here ditch, which don't show it on here, this is what the customers bought off of until the surveyor went out there. And this ditch, as you see on my sheet, comes in, cuts over, and then cuts in. So it's these actually two lots that one. This one in here that are greatly impacted.
Yeah.
You're saying that ditch goes from left to right here on
yes.
this, and then impacts 303 and 302.
Yes, sir. And you can see on that plan right there, as we've looked at in previous, it did not show that ditch. It did not. It didn't come to reality of the location of that until our surveyors went out there and give us some house stakeouts as a preliminary layout of the home.
That's when you found it.
That's when they brought it
plan?
To our attention and said that you got a little problem.
This is the original plan?
Yes.
Are there lots 303 and 302 developed?
No, sir.
So they're vacant?
Yeah, they're still vacant lots.
That didn't show it on here at all.
No, it doesn't show it on there whatsoever.
It's going to affect those others, aren't they, if they're not developed?
It's good, well, that's, it's going to.
I mean, this is just a situation that's going to get downhill.
It comes on there a little bit, and how that street turns, and how that ditch encroaches a little bit further on even the adjacent lot, they'll have a little bit of problems there as well.
So that means you'd, if you were involved in those lots, that you'd have to come back to the board for an adjustment there, is that correct?
Or sell the two-story.
Right. You know, the layout of this home and the size of square footage, you know, it's not overly a large home. It's just, you know. And we didn't want to get, I know that you can build, you know, where we would run into a problem even with another home is if we even cut the house back just a little bit, we're still going to be so close to that. To that tax ditch area, mm-hmm. And it's all vegetated, you know, where root mats and stuff like that are still present to hold the banks in place and what have you. So, you know, when we go to start digging, if we get into some unstable grounds and, you know, then we've got some code issues.
Right. All right, sir. Are there any further questions?
No.
Okay, Mr. Moore. All right, sir. Hearing no further questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one. Okay, sir, you want to be, sir, you can sit down right up front there if you'd like.
Okay.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Mike Vitiello, 25780 Saltgrass Road.
You swear the firm, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
Okay. Gentlemen, I'm not necessarily against it. I live just across the proposed property.
Mm-hmm.
That subdivision has now 20 homes that are built, and we were the first one to build. When we built and we signed the contract, we found out that the house that we wanted on the lot that we selected, we could not put a deck because the deck would infringe in a 20-foot variance that's in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to flip the house, and now we live in a flipped house, we're fine, and we're able to put a deck. So there are possibilities there. The questions that I have for the board is that I think the variance was for 10 foot. And there's going to be, along that stretch, probably 5 or 6 homes. So I would suggest that if you allow a variance of one home, then you really have to allow, a variance for all the homes here. And there's still 100 and maybe 200 homes to be built. And if I were to build now, and someone were to give me a choice to have a house with 10-foot more in the backyard than in front, I would certainly want to do that. So we're talking about possibly a bigger than a 1 or 5 homes situation. We also have, since we moved there in July, serious problem with drainage. In fact, that subdivision is now being under review because the swales do not work. My concern is if you move the house, the 5 ones or whatever you do, have there been plans to ensure that, in fact, the drainage in all that section is going to be redesigned so that the swale will work and it will not affect our property? So it's more questions than a no. So I would like to have answer to these questions.
Okay. Does that swale involve the applicant's property?
Excuse me, sir?
Is the swale that you're talking about being under consideration, does it affect the applicant's property, this application?
Yeah, there's swales in front of every homes, and they drain into a lake. So If you do something on that side, it will drain toward our house, toward the lake, so.
But the ones, that you're talking about that are being under consideration for change, does include the applicant's property?
Oh, yes, yes.
Who's considering that? Is it soil conservation or is it the community?
Yeah, the whole subdivision. In fact, they are, there's a temporary committee that's in charge of the subdivision, and they're in the process of redoing the entire surveying of the first phase, and where I think it's called phase five, and there are some problems there. So if we make some change, I assume that all the plans that you just had, they have to be redrawn to make sure that the elevations are correct.
Okay. All right, sir.
I have one more question for Mr. Wilkins.
All right, sir. I'd like to have Mr. Wilkins back up maybe to answer it for us. Thank you, sir. Mr. Wilkins?
Mr. Wilkins, you did state that this is a tax ditch. Is that correct?
The one in the back one is a tax ditch that runs entire through the entire community.
That's
what's creating us the problem.
Yeah. And these swales that the gentleman mentioned is they drain into the tax ditch. So the tax ditch would not be changed in it, correct?
Tax ditch is not changed. The front ditch elevations of the community in that one, this applicant, cannot be changed either. They're set at already a set elevation done by the developer. And what it is that that is not touched whatsoever. That will not be changed. We're not looking at hindering or changing or modifying any drainage, any elevations whatsoever.
Is this an RPC?
Residential plan so. Community.
So the tax ditch is called. Mm-hmm.
Tax ditch is in the rear of that.
In the rear of that, and that's
that's what's creating this all.
Creating the whole problem anyway.
You know how they are. They're deep, and natural vegetation's kept on the sides. And
Sir, he was talking about the swales. Since you've been working in there, are they going to change the swales?
Elevation to the swales. The first part of the community is having some drainage issues, where modifications have been done by homeowners, changing, doing decorative landscaping around their culvert pipes, the ends of their culverts, doing sod, hiring landscapers, doing some additional things. And through that, it has created a problem for the drainage in the front half of this community a little bit, which is what he was correct. They're working on that. There's a couple of people in there that's filled in their swales, and that's a little bit of a problem. So that's up in the older section of the community. This is the newest section of the community where this applicant's in for. And again, we don't plan to hinder any of the elevations of the ditches.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If you took this house and you turned it, okay, all you need is 15-foot setbacks on the side, okay, and the ditch would not come into play then, would it?
The problem with taking all of our plans is that the appearance and the elevations are from the front. So you've got your special features, your stone features, your columns, and so forth. Turning the house to the side, okay, you basically had a side elevation where it's not appealing it from a street. So all your decorative features and a nice part of your home, like every home in there, shows nice from how it's laid out, how it's designed.
So you're saying the aesthetic portion of it wouldn't fit in with the neighborhood?
No, if you turn the house sideways, we had talked about this a little bit, but what that does is it doesn't make appealing for the community.
Most of the houses on River Edge Road are being faced towards River Edge Road.
Yeah. Wouldn't be aesthetically designed. Okay, any other questions? Hearing no further questions then. Sir? I'll let you come back up. I'll let you have one more question, sir.
I do have some pictures of the drainage problem if you'd like to see it.
Once we take this, you can't have it back.
It's okay.
I'm only kidding you. Okay, do it again.
Do it again. All right.
Actually, the question was not the swell itself, but the house is supposed to be 20 feet, you know, 30 feet. Now, if you move this house forward 10 feet, then you have to change the elevation around the house. Otherwise, it would not drain as it was planned. So that was my question.
Right.
Certainly, you're right across from...
Yes, across Kitty Corner.
All I got is camera shots.
Right across the street.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hang on, come up. Okay.
You want to put it in there. What? That's a part of it.
Did they create that?
All right, gentlemen.
Huh? Ask one more question.
Yeah, one more. You're going to have to do it. Yeah.
Do you see a drainage problem on that side where you're working at right now, in the front?
No, sir.
No, sir, at all. Okay.
Okay.
Did you, those drainage issues are also designed in there because the elevations are bare minimum. So that's why we got swelled. I mean, we all live here on Eastern Shore on a topo that has no, it's not really great. So the roadside swales pick up the stormwater off the roads.
Right.
Ponds are sometimes for a period of time during a heavy rain event, it's a little abnormal, and it'll sit there for just a little bit of time. I haven't seen that presently in the area that we're building. And again, to address elevations, the survey that I've handed you, I do believe has...
It has elevations.
Yeah, it has elevations.
Yeah, it has it on there.
Yeah. It has the elevations, so it don't...
Yes, sir.
Did you create this when you developed it? Did you create the situation you have now?
No, sir.
No, thanks, Dave.
You didn't develop it?
No, sir, we did not develop.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,988 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,988 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
Okay? Yes, sir.